Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Okay, well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio is Sky Reimers, a local FFA student who's going to update us on what's been going on in her world with FFA and other activities. So good morning, Sky, and welcome. Yeah, thanks for joining me. Before we jump into our interview, I want to take a minute to thank a couple of people. As most of you know, last week was Thanksgiving. We had Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Small Business Saturday. And yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and we had quite a few folks choose to donate to Alaska Farmland Trust through our new and different Giving Tuesday platforms. And so I just want to give a shout out to folks that we appreciate their support. Every dollar donated to Farmland Trust helps us save additional acres of soil, and we are thankful for folks that choose to donate on those special days. Of course, we can take donations any time of year. Multiple ways to do that: through the donate button on our Facebook page, through the donate platform on our website, akfarmland.com, etc. So again, just a quick shout out and thanks to folks that choose to support Farmland Trust. So moving right along, Sky, it's been a while since I've had you on the show. I think last time you were joining me on Ag Matters, we were chatting about the State Fair and the Junior Livestock Auction, right?
Yep, correct.
Yeah, so how did the auction end up last year? What'd you end up selling that steer for, and how did it go?
I don't think I should disclose the actual price that he got, but out of all the animals there, there was no kids that had too low of a price or too high of a price. The buyers were very generous this year, and we are super appreciative of that. It was a great year for the auction, for sure.
Very good. Good. I am so glad to hear that. And are you raising another animal for the 2019 fair, or is that done for you?
Yes, I am. It's my last year to raise an animal through 4-H in auction. And actually, just a few days ago, I got my next market steer project.
Oh, okay. Very good. And what's the steer's name this year?
So this year, all of my siblings and I are raising market steers, and they're in the name theme of Lord of the Rings. So there's Frodo, there's Gandalf the Grey, and then mine is Smaug.
Oh, very good. I love it. That's awesome. Well, good luck. It's that difficult time of year raising those animals through the winter and keeping the rate of gain high and keeping pens clean and all that. So good luck to you with that project this winter. And I'll be sure to schedule you on for sometime towards the summer so we can remind folks about the Junior Livestock Auction.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Very good. So the Alaska FFA team recently had quite the journey, right? Where did you guys go?
So a few weeks ago was the National FFA Convention, and my team and I, us state officers, went down and we represented the great state of Alaska at the convention. For me, it was my first time, so it was huge. Three of us and my team, it was our first time. It was amazing. I love the pre-session, the lights, the lasers. Like, I've never seen that before. And plus, meeting all our friends from our Washington, D.C. trip again, re-seeing some of our friends, other state associations, was great as well.
Yeah, so National FFA Convention. There's something like 70,000 FFA students from across the country all convene in Indianapolis, is that right?
Yeah, I think it got up to about 68,000, but we were guessing around 70.
Man, that's a lot of kids all in one spot. And a lot of Alaskans went this year, right? Do you know how many Alaskan kids got to go?
I want to say it was about 28 Alaska kids. 28 okay. to 30, around that area. I was able to see a lot of the chapters down there, and we're like, hey.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Sky, were you competing at National Convention this year, or were you just there as an officer?
I was just there as an officer. I was not competing, but a lot of the chapters that were down there, they were competing in veterinary science or ag mechanics, etc.
Yeah, and didn't we have an Alaskan FFA student receive her American degree?
Yeah, actually, one of our past state officers, Michaela Clark, she is originally from the Nanilchik FFA chapter, and she received her American degree, and we were able to watch her and see that and take some pictures.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Definitely.
For those folks that weren't involved in FFA themselves as students, tell people what that means, the American degree. What does that mean?
So the American degree is the highest degree that you can receive in FFA. You have to be in FFA for quite a few years to receive it. You have to have a certain number of community service hours, a certain number of hours you've worked on your SAE, and you have to log it in all online with the Agricultural Education Tracker, the AET online. And it's a lot of work to log in every single thing, every single hour, and then you submit it through an application and you say why you should have the American degree and why your SAE is top of its mark.
Yeah. And so is it fair to say that the American degree, not only is it the highest kind of recognition you can get in FFA, but it's something that quite a few people would strive for and not everyone would be able to achieve, right? It's kind
exactly.
of a big deal.
Yeah. I hope to get my American degree someday, a couple of years from now.
Well, good. Very good. So, Skye, remind us, I mentioned that you got to attend National FFA Convention because you're an officer. What is your title on the state team?
So we have the president, the vice president, secretary, and treasurer, and then I'm the state reporter. So I do stuff like radio interviews. I manage social media, help keep the website up to date. All those things. And I really enjoy it. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's great. And it's things like this, like outreach to the community about what FFA is and why people should care and pay attention to it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so other members of the officer team this year, are they all from Palmer or are they spread out across the state? Who's on the team?
Well, actually, three of us are in the Matsu Valley. So my teammate Jasmine is from Willow. My teammate, Brandon, he's from Wasilla like I am, and then Cody is all the way up in the North Pole.
Oh, okay. How often do you guys get together face-to-face, Skye, and make plans for the year and for the state chapters, et cetera?
So actually, we don't get together that often because some of us are farther apart, but we do have teleconferences every couple of weeks, every week or so. And we're having more often now that we're planning for state convention, writing our retiring addresses, and all stuff like that.
Okay, very good. And so, we'll get into state convention. Remind me to, if I don't bring that up again, be sure and remind me to bring it up.
But okay.
I wanted to point out that it's the end of the year, and gosh, I've completely lost my train of thought. So because I started thinking about state convention right away. So state convention is Alaska's biggest competition for all of you FFA students. And that's traditionally held in April. Is that correct?
Yep, it's traditionally held mid-April, although last year we had it in March.
Okay, do you have the dates for this year yet?
Yeah, it's April 16th through 19th.
Okay, and in Palmer, right, at Matsu College?
Yep, at the Glenn Massey Theater, which is at the Matsu College.
Okay, very good. Well, a quick interruption and reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me this morning is Skye Reimers, the Alaska State FFA reporter for the officer team. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk then. One thing that I want to be sure to give you the chance to mention is the growth in Alaska's FFA program. And I recently was at a meeting where I think it was your president, but I'm not sure. One of your officer team was there in the meeting with us, and he was talking about the growth in the number of chapters, FFA chapters, across the state of Alaska. Can you talk about that at all? How many chapters there were, say, 5 or 6 years ago compared to how many there are now?
I want to say about 5 or 6 years ago, we had 7 to 10 chapters, and now our chapters nowadays are ranging from 15 to 18 different chapters. And that includes the sub-chapters for the homeschool. It's kind of confusing.
I've kind of been confused by that a couple times,
yeah,
too. But the important takeaway is that there are a ton more chapters throughout Alaska, which speaks to the interest level and the engagement of students in FFA, right?
Yes, definitely. Actually, during our district leadership schools, we went to the different districts like the Kenai District, the Interior, which is Fairbanks, North Pole, all those chapters, and then the Matsu Valley, which is here. And I could definitely see all the new kids joining the chapters because I saw a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
And I pushed them, like, join FFA, stay in FFA, don't leave us.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, for a person like myself who's involved in the Alaska agriculture industry, we're thrilled to hear about that growth in interest in FFA because I think that students that are exposed to agriculture and natural resource education at a young age in high school or before, those kids that are exposed to that at that age might go on to pursue degrees or careers in an agriculture field. And boy, we need more people interested in agriculture in Alaska, right?
Yes, definitely. We don't have any programs in Alaska that teach agriculture education. Like if you want to be an ag teacher, trust me, I've looked into it because now being a state officer, I've thought about like, okay, what am I going to do for my career? Maybe I should be an ag teacher because we only have 3 in Alaska.
Right. Yeah. But if you wanted to pursue a teaching degree, you'd have to go outside, right?
Yep, exactly. Out of state.
Yeah. That's something that I think all of us, again, as an agriculture industry, need to focus on changing. We need to bring natural resource and agriculture education back at the collegiate level so that we don't have to lose you guys outside, because I think what tends to happen is Alaskans go outside to get that education, and then they get exposed to things in the lower 48, they get married, et cetera, and then they never come back, right?
Yeah, I guess that does happen quite a bit.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the State of Alaska Farm Bureau, the state chapter of the Alaska Farm Bureau's annual meeting, and in the platform for the Alaska Farm Bureau, in determining what their goals for the year would be with the Alaska legislature, one of the goals was to increase, expand, enhance agriculture education at the high school level. And so, you know, as we go down to Juneau and we advocate with members of the legislature about, you know, what the Farm Bureau members would like to see change, that is one of the things. We'd like to see more agriculture education, more certified agriculture teachers in schools, et cetera. So we're all on the same team. We're all in this together. And I know that's a huge effort of your guys's, and it is for us as well as Farm Bureau members.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Sky, you mentioned at the state FFA convention that you'll be delivering your retirement speech. You'll be going out as reporter. Are you running for another office this year?
Actually, I have enjoyed being a state officer so much that I actually do plan on rerunning for office, so I'll have to fill out another application, but luckily I already have my state degree, so I don't have to fill out that application as well. So I'll probably be getting started on that soon.
Yeah. So do you run for a certain office, or do you just run to be on the officer team and then it plays out in the votes or whatever? How does that process work?
So we have a nominating committee, which there's a couple kids from each chapter throughout Alaska. They come together and they choose the next officer team. When you run for office, you just hope to get an office on the team, and the NomCom usually decides what position best fits you.
Okay, very good. So you're running again, so good luck with that. And I tend to try and get involved at FFA state convention as a judge, so I'll be watching for you there, and we'll see if that comes through again this year and you end up on that officer team again, so good luck.
Yeah, that it'll be an interesting experience.
Yeah, for sure. So I want to get back to National Convention a little bit because, you know, FFA National Convention this year, again, almost 70,000 FFA students from across the state are all there in one, you know, location together. And it made national news this year because of some of the guests that attended the FFA National Convention. Do you want to talk about that at all, the special guests that were there?
Yeah, actually, I had some downtime, and I was hanging with some new members that are from Alaska that had arrived, and my officer team, they're like, you wouldn't believe who's going to be the guest, and I was like, haha, who is it, Donald Trump or something? And they were like, an hour passes, and then they're like, yep, and I'm like, really? You're joking, right? And they're like, yeah, he is. I'm like, that is awesome. I was so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. You guys got to be in the same auditorium as the President of the United States. That's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, and I was on the delegate floor, so we are basically right in front of the stage.
Wow. And so what a captivating experience. And, you know, I mean, once in a lifetime kind of deal, right?
Exactly. He spoke for a whole hour and 15 minutes.
Wow. That's awesome. Any takeaways from his speech? Was there anything in particular that the president mentioned that you really stuck with you?
Well, when he first arrived, he first talked about an event that happened. I think it was a shooting that happened this morning, so he's kind of somber. But then later on, he was like talking about farmers, and he was talking how farmers don't want to take money or things from the government. And he's like, what? Why not? And we're like, farmers don't do that. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
And everyone just laughs.
Yeah. So did the president mention any personal connection to farming or agriculture or FFA? Did he have anything along those lines to talk about?
He did mention he has never really, I don't think he grew up around farming too much, but he said when he was looking for a secretary, Sonny Perdue was also there. He was talking about how he was interviewing them and he was trying to find someone who's actually had experience on a farm, not some beginner person who's like, oh, I know how a farm works. It's like, okay, have you ever stepped foot on a farm? No, but I will. That's not going to work.
Yeah. So in reference to the Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. So that's pretty incredible that he was there as well. Also, a
yeah,
deal.
Our president actually got a picture with him.
Oh, wow. With Sonny Perdue?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. That's very cool. And so, not to take away from the president by any means, but I understand that the musical entertainment was kind of a big deal as well.
Oh, yeah. It was really neat. The president actually shook hands with some of the national choir and then the national band, which I was like, oh, man, I need to join the band so I can shake his friend. Why didn't I know this before? But they did a lot of great songs. They did a song where they mentioned a few of the state names, so then all the state associations were, like, screaming for their state.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
They're really talented individuals. I was actually able to meet a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, as you enter into high school and you think about the different clubs and teams and activities that you might be involved with, I doubt by being a member of a Valley basketball team, you'd get the opportunity to, you know, be in the same room as the President of the United States. But look at this incredible opportunity that FFA provided you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That could certainly be a selling point as you move forward and try and convince other kids to join FFA, right?
Like, you never know who's going to be the keynote speaker or the guest speaker at national convention or even state convention.
That's right. That's right. Well, again, a quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning is Skye Reimers, a member of the State of Alaska Officer Team for FFA. She is this year's reporter. And so, Skye, the other part of the national convention that I was excited to hear about is that Garth Brooks was there to perform. Did you get to see that performance?
Yes, we did. It was pretty awesome. There's lots of lights and loud music. Everyone was singing the songs.
Yeah, is that where the mention of the lights and lasers came in?
Actually, before each session, they had lights and lasers, and the lights went with the music, and I thought it was really neat, because I'm into the techno stuff.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple decades on you, Skye, but I've always been a huge Garth Brooks fan, and I've never got to see him live in concert, because it's cost a fortune. But again, another thing that if you are involved with FFA, you never know who you're going to get to see, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's spend this last segment of the show talking about why FFA is important, why people should care about it or consider getting involved, and how folks can find out more information about getting involved with Alaska FFA. So let's start with website, social media, et cetera. Tell people where they can go to find out more about FFA.
Okay, so the Alaska FFA, you can find us on Instagram. We try to keep that pretty up to date and We're also on Facebook. You can contact us through Facebook. We respond pretty fast, I'd like to think. If you're interested in joining a chapter and you're not sure which chapter in your area to join, or you just want more information, we can direct you to better people, or we can just give you information through Facebook, through our website, which our website, we're currently trying to redo the whole thing. We're changing the provider and everything, but it's still up right now.
Okay. And what is the website, Greg?
AlaskaFFAAssociation.com.
Okay. And I noticed the other day I meant to tag you guys in a post, and there's quite a few different FFA groups on Facebook in particular. What's the tag or the handle for the state FFA group?
I believe it's just Alaska FFA or Alaska FFA Association. On Facebook, the page is called Alaska FFA Association. On Instagram, it's just Alaska FFA.
Okay, perfect. And so if a student or maybe a parent is listening and they're thinking, man, I want to get my kid involved in FFA, but I don't think there's a chapter at my school. So is there opportunity to get new chapters at new schools, or what's the process there?
There is. I think the minimum number of students you have to start a chapter is 5. For example, we're trying to start a chapter in Seward, but we need someone to fill in as the actual ag teacher, you know?
Okay.
Unless it's a homeschool chapter you want to start. I mean, all for that.
Right. And that's been your experience, right? You're a homeschool student, and you've been involved with FFA for how many years?
Going on 6 years, I believe.
Well, that's awesome. And, guys, for folks that are familiar with 4-H, but maybe not as familiar with FFA, talk to us about some of the difference between 4-H and then FFA.
So FFA, huh?
I was going to say you're involved with both, right?
Exactly. I'm one of those people that is in the auction as well as 4-H, raising lots of projects, and FFA. It's a pretty busy life. But so for 4-H students, you can do any project. You can do Lego robotics. You can do sewing, knitting, animals, rabbit breeding. And then for FFA, your project has to be specifically ag-related, like crop production, beef entrepreneurship, raising chickens, more ag-related than 4-H, where you can raise anything. I'm just part of the ag side of 4-H and the auction and stuff.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I've mentioned this before, but I wasn't an FFA student. It wasn't at my high school until the year that I left. But in FFA, as we talked about the American degree, you're always pursuing a certain, are they degrees or certificates with FFA? But there's real specific guided paths that you have to be on in FFA, right?
Yeah, so you can apply for scholarships and grants through the AET with your SAE project. You start for the degrees. There's a number of degrees you can earn. If you're in middle school or you're a freshman in high school, you can earn the Discovery degree, and then it goes to the Green Hand degree, to the Chapter degree, and then I have the State degree, which you receive at State Convention, and then after that, it's the American degree.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. And remind folks that aren't familiar with all the terminology, what is your SAE?
So SAE stands for Supervised Agricultural Experience. It's just, to help simplify it, we tell members that it's just a project that you decide. You can have several SAEs. We just tell them it's an ag-related project that you keep up on, you keep records on, and you learn responsibility through that.
Okay. So what is your SAE for this year?
Beef production, like it has been for the last couple.
Okay. And is that the only SAE that you've pursued so far?
Yeah, and also diversified livestock, because I also have a sheep breeding project, and I'm around a lot of other animals like rabbits and chickens.
Okay, very good. Well, I think I've mentioned this before, but in my role in the agriculture industry in Alaska, we love FFA. We love supporting your organization. We love seeing the kids that come up through the program. When I worked at the State Department of Agriculture, I think I had three or four different interns that were FFA students, and they were just the best employees. They were so well organized and good listeners and hard workers, and I think many of the skills and characteristics that are developed in FFA just, you know, they leave you kids to go on to be very productive members of society, and we're certainly glad that, that FFA is around.
Yeah.
What is your, and this is kind of an on-the-spot question, but what is your favorite part of FFA, or your 6 years in FFA so far, what's the favorite thing for you that stands out the most?
I mean, I love all of it. When I first joined, I was like, I'm not going to be a farmer, but now I'm like, to join FFA, there's leadership, there's community service, and honestly, the people. The people are the greatest to me. I love meeting everyone, and especially being a state officer, I've been able to make friends from across the United States, all the way to Puerto Rico even. It's been an amazing experience. The friendships you make through FFA, I hope that they'll last.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think that's pretty impressive that, you know, this last couple of months, you got to be in the same room as the President of the United States, and that wasn't the first thing that you mentioned when I asked you your favorite part of FFA. It's the friendships and the people that you've met. So I think that speaks to the organization a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how many more years of FFA do you have, Sky? Are you getting towards the end of your FFA cycle, or where are you at in that?
I'm getting towards the end. If I rerun this year, then that will most likely be my last year of FFA. Unless I go for the American degree, then I'm still technically an FFA member. If you're in college, I believe you can still be an FFA until, like, age 21, 22, something around there.
Okay, very good. Well, I always learn something new every time I have you on the show, Sky, and you didn't disappoint this time. I've got some more tidbits about FFA. So any final thoughts from you or closing things that you wanted to make sure and mention while I had you on the show this morning?
Not really. Just thank you for having me on the show, and it's always an honor.
Okay. Well, great job. Great job representing Alaska agriculture. And again, we're thrilled about the growth in FFA across the state. We hope more kids get interested in FFA and seek you guys out for information about how to grow more chapters and become involved, etc. So great job, and thank you again for joining me on Ag Matters Radio.
Yep, thank you.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.